Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs projects done well.
I absolutely love this because, you know, if you own a home, it can be really hard to maintain. It's hard to find people that can help you for a big project or a small. Well, whether it's in everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that. And find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Angie has over 20 years of home service experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app, answer a few questions, and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish. Or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of just about any home project in just a few taps, because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's ANGI.com.
The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
Welcome back to Correct Opinions, episode 72. Hope everyone's doing great. Hope you had a good weekend. The Chiefs are going to the Super Bowl. I had a good weekend. I watched a bunch of sports all weekend with my friends while my wife sat there probably disappointed. But we'll make it up to her. I baked her a carrot cake. So I'm a regular Betty Crockett. Crocker. Who's Betty Crockett? Crockett was the Alamo guy. I'm not picking sides here. Anyways, episode 72, we got a good episode for y'all today. Hope you've been having a good one. Roll music.
Correct opinions. Correct opinions.
What's up, y'all? We are back. Don't forget, next week, matchmaking is back. So email correctopinions@treykinney.com with your dating submissions. We need age, where you're from, what do you do, what do you like, photo. Because it is returning, folks. Right. So hit the email, tell your friends, tell your people. It starts next week. It's going to be great. Hope everyone had a good weekend. You know me, I'm a good old middle America boy. Oklahoma, Kansas City, they're going to the Super Bowl. It's all good. I got to watch a lot of sports this weekend. Big sports guy. I'm now, shout out DraftKings. You guys, if you follow me on Instagram, you see me like post about them, but man, that's fun. Me and all my friends are doing that, and I'm winning dozens of dollars. Not to brag, I might get a new sweater. And we had a great time. I watched that UFC fight. Conor McGregor fought some other guy. I don't know anything about this, but it's just UFC. It's two men. They get in an actual cage. They literally get in a cage. I'm working on that word.
That's good.
Thank you. Thank you. I said that to friends the other day. I was like, have you ever noticed I say literally? And they're like, yeah. So somebody help me out. Thank you to you guys. I can count on you guys to be flat out mean to me and get me straight. Thank you. You guys know I enjoy constructive criticism. Constructive cinnamon. You guys know I love that. I'm a baker. I've used my KitchenAid 4 times. Every time I try to cook, that's a new hobby of mine because I'm a very, I'm stuck in my house, right? We still can't do a whole lot. How much Netflix can a guy watch? But every time I do it, I'm in the middle of it. I go, why am I doing this? I said, make a carrot cake. Why am I making this? I saw a YouTube video about it. I got nothing else to do. I like carrot cake. I can't use my right hand properly still because I'm so sore from grating 29 carrots. Totally regret it. Was it worth it? No. But that's what pandemic does to a person. But I glad I have y'all for constructive criticism. Even the haters, Those are always fun to read sometimes. We, you know, we had a we did mean comments a few episodes ago. The clip, I love the clips. You guys are so nice. All the comments like, Trey, don't worry, we love you guys. That's that actually does warm my heart, but it's okay. I'm gonna be okay, I promise. I like, back when we could do shows, remember that? All the staff from all the shows I ever did would literally make a point to be like, your fans are like oddly nice. I was like, I don't know what to tell you. I didn't really plan that, but you guys are nice folks. They're probably used to really grouchy old comedy fans coming in there, and you know, they're probably not used to Carol walking in and being like, so you've been bartending for a few years? You got any kids? You know, like, all right, lady, take a seat. That's what y'all are, just, you're great. Dudes and gals alike. But I have, so I've always had random hate stuff thrown my way, right? And some of it's creative. Like, you know, I'm like, hey guys, this feels weird to kind of keep a secret, so I should probably say something. I am now engaged. When I first posted about Katie, everyone's like, wow, we had no idea. Congrats. But a lot of comments were like, thought this guy was batting the other way the whole time. Which is, you know, it's fine. I got a kick out of it. It's fine. Katie recently got a DM from this girl. I think genuinely out of love and concern. She's like, sweetie, listen. I'm from California. My gaydar, very good. It's very good. You know, which, that is some good qualifications. I guess California is gayer than more places. Like, listen, I'm from South Arkansas, so I know. It's like, okay, I don't think you do. My gaydar is really good. Your husband's gay. I just want to let you know. So, news to, we're trying to work through that. I didn't know this. Katie didn't. No. Every now and then we get something random like that. And I got the all-time newest, craziest accusation towards me that sometimes they're so outrageous, you just gotta laugh. I saw this woman tag me in Insta story, and I always try to check up on these because it's fun. This gal, she tagged me. I'm like, oh, what's she got to say? She's like, okay, so I was about to post something about my KitchenAid mixer because this guy, the really funny guy, Trey, was posting about it. I was like, oh, great. How nice of her. But then, and she goes, but I started looking at his content a little more closely, and we have a problem here. I was like, okay, let's see what this is about. She starts scrolling through my Do Less, God Bless, like Instagram page, if you've seen that, where I post kind of like memes and whatnot. And she's like, look a little more closely. And she starts honing in on the photos of babies where I had a bit in like Halloween, Thanksgiving, Christmas, where a bunch of people were putting their newborns like in pots of chili and stuff. Like, get them out of there. Haha, whatever. She's like, this one right here, over 5,000 likes. It was like a baby in a roasting pan. They're like, this turkey has been marinating for 9 months or whatever they said. She's like, could this be a post where they're just poking fun at the ridiculousness of this? Or is it what it actually is? Like child trafficking. Wake up, people. Report this guy. I was like, oh, whoa, whoa. I don't even, can you imagine? First and foremost, wouldn't do that. I just want to clear the air there. I'm against that. Second of all, I got a little stain on my white t-shirt yesterday, and I go, Katie, I don't know how to fix this. I went to the grocery store to get something for Katie. I was like, I needed some carrots for my carrot cake. She's like, could you also get toothpaste? And I came home. She goes, you get the toothpaste? I go, oops, forgot. I can't do anything. You think I'm somehow orchestrating some secret underground illegal operation? I can't even keep up with my phone bill. I mean, Katie and I have different phone bills. Like, how do we get on? I was like, I don't know. I think we're just going to have to deal with it. Oh, man, that one got me. It's just an all-time new one. You come to my show, and I'm like making fun of dog moms. Like, this guy is fighting pit bulls in his backyard. Whoa! I'm just making a joke. So, you never know. She thinks I'm running some kind of Wayfair operation or something. I'm not doing that, and I don't like that. So that's an all-time, that's tops of the list. By far, tops of the list of haters. I've been called not funny. I've been called a bum. I've been told to get a job. I've been told to log off. That was an all-timer. So you got to have a laugh. We got to laugh about that one. But we watched this UFC fight. Where these grown men, they look like trying to rip each other's heads off, and it is awesome. There's their women fight. women fighting now. So we watched this girl. I mean, these, I can't believe it. Like, I'll just mess with Katie and, like, you know, touch her shoulder too hard. She's like, ah, be gentle. And these girls are tomahawk elbowing each other in the temples and just brushing it off. I don't know. They're beasts. I've always had this discussion. These girls are like 5'6", 120, you know, these little girls. If I saw them in person, I'd be much larger than them. They would break both my clavicles. Oh, it's awesome to watch. And so these two dudes were the main, you know, event of the night, and they're fighting, they're showing their wives, they're both married, and these women are on the sidelines, they're like, you know, kill them. And it's different than my experience, and that's fine, everyone's different, but it's just hilarious, because I'll, like, you know, my buddy's over, who I, like, wrestle a little too hard or something, and both our wives are like, don't hurt each other, you know. I don't think they'd do well if I was like, yeah, see that guy over there who can karate chop a tree down? I'm getting in a cage with him, and I may or may not come out alive. Like, all right, whoop his tail, baby. They showed the guy won, and they showed his wife. She's like, I knew my baby would knock his out. I knew he'd knock him out. I'm like, could I beat the guy in the cage? No, I couldn't beat his wife. These people are intense. And it's just different. I'm just saying, this weekend, on Friday night, I baked a cake. And these guys were warming up to try to kill a guy with his bare hands. It's just a different vibe happening. And it's fine. It's, you know, I'm complaining. I'm like, I'm a little sore from grating carrots. And they are nursing, like, a broken tibia or something. And they're going to just get back at it next week. It's just a different thing, and that's okay. But had a lot of fun watching that. Chiefs are going back to the Super Bowl. Jackson Mahomes is TikToking like crazy. I'm here for it. And it's a start. Maybe 2021 is okay. Maybe it's going to be okay. I don't know. I got refunded for my packages that didn't show up. I mean, I'm killing it. I won dozens of dollars, like I said. Life is good. Yeah, so I hope everyone's doing great out there. Have you guys ever tried to purchase something on Facebook Marketplace or sell it? I've done it once or twice, and I think of stuff that's maybe worth a little money, I just donate. I'm like, I can't go through this. Someone sent me, this is fantastic. Where did it go? Someone sent me, let me pull it up. They found this on their marketplace. You got to see it too. Oh, here it is. For sale, casket. One owner, slightly used, buried for 3 years, decided to go another route, so pulled it up, $300. What's OBO mean? Do you know, Derek? Or best offer, I beat him to it. I should have known that. $300, that's a pretty good deal. I understand. Caskets, man? And like burial sites and the whole thing. Funerals? Thousands of dollars. Is it the biggest scam in America? Maybe. I'm telling you right now, loved ones, my recties, the day I kick the bucket, I don't know. What's cheap? What's cheapest? That's fine. I'm not going to care. I'm out of here. Right? So maybe, I don't know. I'm trying to think of ways that are cost effective and legal and not terrifying to people. Maybe just put me in a really big pot with spaghetti and it'd be like a cute thing. Like to do with the babies. Like he's eating spaghetti in heaven right now. Because I do love spaghetti. Maybe. That's what I'm saying. Just. Ooh, it could be kind of fun to maybe just. You know. Lightly just put my body somewhere. And then it would start this whole funny crime thing. People would be like, oh my gosh, I just found a body. Like, we're trying to discover this body. What's the deal? Crime doc. Whole thing. Da da da. And then it's like. Ah. Oh. Big Raz. He died of natural causes. He wanted his last. He was always a funny guy. Okay, you know, if you followed him, he was an influencer extraordinaire. He loved the jokes. So he wanted his last final time on Earth to just be a big time Raz. That's probably my number one choice. I understand that might be difficult for my loved ones to go through with. So, I don't know. Caskets are expensive. Put a cell phone in it, though, if you're going to bury it. That's a class. You never know. But, I mean, I've talked about this, I think, on a podcast like a year ago. I've seen someone was selling DVDs on Facebook Marketplace. Who is buying that? Call a museum. Let's see what's on the marketplace today near me. Oh, here's some. Must sell now. New mattress, $39. Now, there's such a thing as underpricing something. I mean, I think they get a... Could you imagine buying a mattress for $39? Hey, maybe times are tough. You're a ball on a budget. You don't care. I think that's something I'm going to invest a little more money in. Especially when it's a mattress that says, all caps, must sell now. $39. I mean, free. We'll pay you. We need it out today. The thing you're going to sleep on every night and be comfortable in. A lot of red flags here. Why do you need to sell a mattress now? Dead body, maybe? There's something in the mattress? We don't know. Oh. I mean, you just get anything with the Sting Marketplace. What if... Should I have gotten Katie's ring on here? Let's check this out. Engagement rings. Zale's engagement ring set, $75. I spent way more than that. What was I doing? 24K rose gold round and brilliant engagement ring, size 8, $10. Look at... I mean, that's gorgeous. $10? It was $108. One quart. 24 karat rose gold for $10. I just feel like... I feel like you picked that up and like... So what else? What is happening here? Oh, man. We got a... engagement ring. This looks sad. This is on a 89-year-old lady's hands. Speaking of funerals, they're like, hey, we got a RIP. We loved grandma. She passed. Hey, we can get $100 for a ring on Facebook Marketplace. Dude, I mean, cubic zirconia. Could anyone in the world tell the difference between that and diamond in the real? I could have fooled Katie easily. We all could have fooled our wives. Why don't we? We know the answer because we love them. I'm just saying, Katie could be getting a really nice Valentine's gift, she thinks. But really, your boy, he went to Jared, I went to Facebook. And it's none's the wiser, baby. I mean, let's look, speaking of funerals and caskets, can I do a funeral off Marketplace? Yes, flowers, funeral home salesman sample, burial vaults, Halloween props. Okay, we're going off the rails, so we're going to pull it back. I don't know if y'all saw my newest Facebook video. All the different people on Facebook. Facebook's wild, man. I love getting on Facebook. See, it's my 10-year high school reunion soon. Number, I don't know how. Did you go to your 10-year, Derek?
Did not.
Did you even know about it?
I did. Actually,
was it through Facebook?
For it? Yes.
Okay. Yeah. You RSVP'd.
Yeah,
that's probably, I guess I'll hear about it. I don't know. I started to look. Am I supposed to plan it? No, I don't think so. I don't know who's going to plan it, but I would love to hear. I don't know. It could be very interesting indeed. I like to see, catch up with the, you know, Facebook keeps you in touch with those high school people. You were like, why did I accept the friend request? But now I can't look away. It's the 10-year train wreck coming, and I'm here for it. So I might have to go to that, but that is 10 years ago I graduated. Jeez. Well, that's Facebook, man. All the different types of people on Facebook. The video was great. We had some fun, kind of more behind-the-scenes stuff and how we wrote that, and other videos on the Do Less Guest. Thank you all for continuing to join that. We're having fun with that. TreyKinney.com/DLG. And, yeah, I said I was watching a little sports this weekend. I'm obsessed with pump-up videos. You see all these different teams they post. They're just these videos that make me a very kind of docile, in one place man want to run around and hit things. This is what these videos do. And Derek dug up. We're trying to see, you know, pump up videos, you see the professional teams do it. It's always easy. But what are some of the smaller teams and schools doing? So, like, you know, like Christian school pump ups probably hit a little different. I think we found one right here. I'm just going to load this up, see if we get you guys jazzed.
So, you think Christians can't be warriors?
Well,
you think a tiny private Christian college can't keep up with the bigger guys?
Let me ask you a couple of questions, man. Let's see if he has more questions. So you think some tiny little Christian college can't keep up? I like how this guy's voice is like kind of a youth group version of Morgan Freeman. Right? It's a little kinder and less intense.
You think athletes can't be excellent in the classroom and in the community?
Wait. You think our just because we're Christians, we can't be awesome in the community and the classroom? Are people saying these things?
That Christ and athletics don't mix? You think?
Christians and athletics don't mix? Do you think Jesus couldn't hit a step back fadeaway? You think Jesus couldn't cross you up? Oh, not only could he do it, he could do that on water, baby. Shot was water.
Our 2015 men's soccer team was a fluke. What about the 2016 team?
Huh?
Or how about our volleyball team's trip to the Sweet 16? Maybe our men's basketball team accidentally ran the table and won the conference tournament championship?
Ooh.
Or luck produced some of the top?
The Bible says the first will be last and the last will be first. Well, I guess we're in last because we're always in first.
Cross country and track and field athletes in the country without a track? No.
Wait. What'd they say?
No. In track or luck produced some of the top cross country and track and field athletes in the country without a track?
Like how they just admit they don't even have track facilities. You think we can't compete just because we don't even have facilities? Guess again. Running really only requires shoes, so we skip that resource. They got a neighborhood, so they run just fine, and we are competing.
No. Excellence is earned. And while other schools may be bigger, no one works harder.
I like how they're it's a strange style of pump up video where they're kind of just continually roasting themselves. Oh, some tiny school you never heard of can't be great. Oh, so you want to talk about how we don't have any facilities or how, again, very few people go here. You don't think we can do what it takes? It's like, all right, just leave those details out. It's like a school, you know, Oklahoma State. That was my school. Basketball team has really been bad. They just make a video like this weekend, Oklahoma State takes on Oklahoma. You think just because we've barely beaten Oklahoma in the past 10 years, we can't do it Saturday? Like, okay, stop. Don't bring that up. I don't want to.
Every 6 a.m. alarm, every class.
Every 6 a.m. alarm, well, 5:45, 15-minute journal time, and then it's to the practice. You think just because we journal, we can't freaking dunk on you?
Every practice. We are soldiers in the army of the ultimate king. We have stood toe-to-toe with giants and watched them fall.
Remember David and Goliath? Who won that? That's right. And we're very small. We're trying to get a word with the name out. Very, very small. But we can take down a Goliath.
Stepped foot across oceans and competed where other feet won't go. We've made a name for ourselves. In the name of our Savior. We are confident because our confidence lies in Christ.
Little bumps at Spike. Little Father, Son, Holy Spirit. Ace, dude. Let's go. This is going to be Jackson. Take it back.
So, you still think Christians can't be warriors?
So, that's so funny. You still think Christians can't play ball? Are people saying this? We don't need all the negativity. Nine. How many questions was that? Do we get a question counter? 38 rhetorical questions. There's no answers. That video literally was like a Jesus parable. It was just kind of like, that was, it was a lot of questions. It's pretty confusing. I got to think through this. Well done. Well done. I'm fired up. Let's go. Oh, that's good stuff. You think Christians can't ball? Well, Tim Tebow had a pretty good season in Florida, didn't he? Take that. And Andy Reid's on the way. Super, he's a Mormon. So I don't know if you count that or not, but we're not here to... Hey, I'm not here to... I'm joking. Andy Reid, Mormon. My Utah people. They got to be fired up, right?
Sorensen, too.
Oh, my gosh. Let's go, dude. Missionary, yeah. We got it going to Super Bowl. They're pumped about Andy Reid. They're gonna ride their bikes to Travis Kelce's hotel room, try to get him to tone down the profanity. But it is it's gonna be a good weekend, man. 2 weeks from now, pumped for that. And maybe I can't forget Katie's birthday. It's close to that. It's like 2 days. Ugh. So you guys help me with that. I'm excited for it. Cuberg zirconia.
You can host the best backyard barbecue when you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today. Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs projects done well.
I absolutely love this because, you know, if you own a home, it can be really hard to maintain. It's hard to find people that can help you for a big project or a small. Well, whether it's in everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that. And find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Angie has over 20 years of home service experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app, answer a few questions, and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish. Or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of just about any home project in just a few taps, because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com.
Do you follow automotive news, or do you just like cars and want to see what the heck's going on? Well, then you might like Donut Media's new podcast, The Big Three. Hi, I'm James Pumphrey, and every week, me and my co-host slash two of my top five friends, Nolan Sykes and Joe Weber, unpack the latest and greatest in automotive news and trends on The Big Three. You'll also get a lot of laughs, hot takes, and personal insight on cars from the biggest car guys in automotive media. So, whether you're a hardcore enthusiast or just a person who goes, that's a good-looking car, check out The Big Three, available wherever you get your podcasts, or you can watch the full videos at Donut Podcasts on YouTube.
But you guys know matchmaking is returning. I'm very excited about it. We've already getting a lot of submissions. Thank you, guys. I It's so fun. It's tough to date during a pandemic, obviously, but we're here to help. And I thought it's funny to see the lengths people go, right? You guys are on the apps. Now you're going to come on a podcast. What's next? Are you gonna make your own website? Well, some people do just that. I want to give a little shout out to my man right here, Mitchell Landon. I was sent this anonymously, but I don't know if you guys ever saw. I did an Insta story a while back. Let's see if this guy's still around. What was his name? His name was I gotta find it. You guys remember that? I made a whole story. This guy was gonna pay someone. If you find him a legitimate girlfriend, he'll pay you $25,000. Yes. What was his name? It was Jeff. What was it? I have it pulled up here. It was find me a girlfriend. I'll pay you $25,000. Date Jeff G. It's thanks for the website's done. We can only hope he found love. I hope someone just got real rich if they found him his wife. But this guy right here has a little blog. Here's the dating point. You know, I think a great strategy to dating is to have a little website where it kind of gives the breakdown. He says, you know, I have a Google Doc called Finding My Wife, which I think a lot of people are taught. I certainly was like, hey, make a list of everything you want in a wife. Don't settle. Which causes you to die alone. Just find a nice woman who you like to spend time with. And don't make a list of 100 things. She's got to play piano. Why? I have a Google Doc about my future wife. I'm not that neurotic, okay? I make Google Docs for other things too. Like when my boss wants me to make an Excel sheet so he can analyze numbers. So that's the same thing, basically. This guy, he says his favorite life is creating deep relationships. This biggest one is his life partner. And he has a framework. You have three categories here: values, interests, and visions. Okay? You gotta have your values, obviously. You have some overlap in your interest. And there needs to be visions for the future, okay? This guy is a relationship expert, so this framework works. He is single, I think. First, you have your non-negotiables. We all have our non-negotiables, right? I can't talk. You have to get along with his friends. Gotta get along with the bros, dude. Oh! If I have some chick dogging on my bros, dogging on my dogs, yo, girl, if you're signed up with me and the boys, you're going to be messing with some dogs. You're going to be messing with some the dog. Welcome to the dog pound. Yum, yum, yum. We got to be realistic. He needs someone to smile and laugh often. Once kids someday, driven. A great friend, grateful. So, I mean, I feel like he just described any decent human being. Have you ever met someone who is ungrateful, who doesn't smile very often, is unkind, and does not have friends? I mean, we've all met probably a few of those people, but just like The Grinch was a good movie. And then potentially. Okay, so those were non-negotiables, being a decent human. I agree. Potentially, these would be nice bonuses in his mind. Okay, you volunteer. You do yoga or exercise frequently and are health conscious. Hey, he doesn't want some fatty, okay? You better be flexible and skinny. I mean, that would be a nice bonus. You're a reader. You have lots of friends. You're younger than him. Listen, I'm not going to be too picky. I just want a nice person, but these would be bonuses. You got money. You're hot. You're skinny. You're younger than me. It says right here, not Jewish. No, it says is Jewish. I'm sorry. Okay. I just assumed is Jewish, but that's not a deal breaker. Okay. He prefers Jewish heritage. Okay. You sing or enjoy music. See, this is where it starts to get weird. I want to sing. I want a Jewish singer. Like, man. I don't know. 5'5" or shorter. Getting more specific. You meditate. You're interested in a remote year traveling the world. And it's cool, fun family. So he needs a Jewish troubadour who is skinny and short. If you're out there, Rachel Mendelsohn, this is your guy. And that's it. Easy peasy. He says, if that's someone like you, let me know. He loves me new people. He's open to this. This is good. Every Wednesday, he blocks time on his calendar for at least a Zoom chat with someone. So you can click this and schedule it. If you refer his future wife, you'll win a $25 gift card. Not making that up. And he goes, well, sort of kidding. But I feel very, very grateful. So that's funny. So this guy, I wonder if he sees it. We have to get him in on the Correct Opinions dating thing. See if we can find him as his match. That could be interesting. Jeff G, maybe I can try to track him down. It sounds like he might have found love. He shut down the website. Hope he did. Dating's fun. I can't wait for matchmaking. So email us, correctopinions@tradekinder.com, your dating resume. Tell your people. It's gonna be a good time. Okay.
Stuff.
Okay, well, in all this, I saw there's a new Netflix documentary on minimalism, which I think we all know what that is. It's just kind of saying, like, okay, have less stuff and materialistic things. It'll kind of de-stress and make your life better. I think we all agree with that. But then I watched part of it. I need to watch all of this and maybe deep dive more, but this documentary was just a big
shut up.
That's scary. These guys are number one. The one guy has Johnny Bravo hair, which I mean he's preaching basically do less, but his hair, he's like, I'm a minimalist, man. I got rid of everything except the clothes I'm wearing right now and a lot of pomade. But they kind of get going and it's like, okay, we're minimalist. We have less. That's good. But then just the way the guy talks about his mommy a lot and let's just watch this trailer.
Stuff.
The accumulation of stuff.
Stuff is contributing to our discontent in so many different ways.
We never really stop to question what is essential, what is necessary,
hair.
How much of this stuff is actually adding any value to my life.
We have the opportunity to have so much.
Anything that you can think of, you can get on your doorstep now within 24 hours.
That's almost like magic.
What if you removed one material possession from your life each day for a month? What would happen?
I think we should all be allowed to say, you know, I thought this is the life I wanted, but it's not. And so I'm going to start over again.
Our memories are not in our things. Our memories are inside us.
There's his mom. Our memories aren't in things. They're inside of us. I just, devil's advocate, you have the social dilemma, right? Everyone's like, oh, holy crap, phones are evil. Okay, just pick up your phone. Stuff, man. She goes, we can get any stuff you want to our doorstep within 24 hours. That's awesome. I love stuff. You guys, get yourself some stuff. We got stimulus checks. Just give it away money. I'm a maximalist. I'm a maximalist, okay? I want more. That's right, baby. More. Minimalist. Hey, I think it's all good, right? We can agree. Don't let stuff like ruin your life and you know, don't spend more than you make, blah, blah, blah. I think Dave Ramsey's in this documentary, which I love. I should watch it. But, which I think is so funny, Dave Ramsey threw a party for like 3,000 people a few months ago. Did you see that?
No, I didn't.
Yeah. It was like their big fundraiser event they do every year, and they're just basically like, yeah, we're going to do it. Minimalist. And I don't know. It's just, I think everyone's just so intense, right? Oh, I gained a little weight. I'm going to not eat potatoes for a year. It's like, just skip brownies every now and then. I'm going to sell all my belongings. Just buy one less pair of shoes. I saw this YouTuber, Drew Gooden, made fun of this, and I thought it was great. He's really funny, but like they show some statistic on this minimalist where they're like, Americans on average spend more on like shoes than college per year. It's like, well, I wear shoes for 80 years. I go to college for 4. But I feel like that makes sense to me. But You guys should watch it. I'm gonna watch it. We discuss it next week. That sounds fun. Because this guy scares me. It seems like a cult. It seems like he's basically like, sell your stuff and buy our books and movies. That's the only thing that'll bring you joy. So that's your homework, guys. We'll see you next week. We're doing some matchmaking. Thanks for all the love as always. Episode 72 in the books, coming up at 75. That's a number. Have a great week, and talk to you next week as always. Or I'll see you tomorrow on the Do Less Guest pod for my Do Less Guest. Love y'all. Do Less, God bless. Peace.
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
You can host the best backyard barbecue when you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.